Penny turned to the baby penguin.
Thank you, she said.
Then she leaned over and patted the penguin's tiny head.
Oh, touch her, Jack, she's so soft.
Jack patted the baby on the head, too. As he touched her soft little feathers, she tilted her head and stared at him with her big eyes. Jack felt a wave of tenderness for the baby penguin. He couldn't believe she was an orphan. Tears came to his eyes, but he quickly blinked them away and cleared his throat.
Thanks, Penny, he said.
Annie giggled. Jack couldn't believe he'd just named the little penguin Penny. Usually Annie was the one who named the animals.
Peep, said Penny.
She would like you to pick her up, said the emperor.
Oh, okay, said Jack.
He leaned over and held out his arms. Penny snuggled close to his parka.
Peep!
Jack laughed and picked Penny up. He held the little penguin tightly. The emperor turned to the crowd. He said something Jack couldn't understand. The crowd parted to make a path. The emperor nodded at Jack and Annie.
Let us go now, he said.
As Jack, Annie, and Penny left with the emperor, the penguins flapped their wings against their bodies, applauding.
Goodbye,
Annie called to the crowd. Jack smiled and waved.
Peep, said Penny.
The icicle chime music grew softer and softer as Jack and Annie followed the emperor through the cave. The tall penguin led them outside onto the ledge.
Thank you for your help today, he said.
Thank you for letting Penny come with us, said Annie.
We promised to take good care of her. We'll take her to Merlin, said Jack.
The emperor touched the orphan's downy head with the tip of his wing. He leaned close to her and softly murmured something in her ear.
Peep,
Penny said. The emperor looked up at Jack and Annie. Silently, he bowed to them, and they bowed back. Then the emperor penguin turned and walked back into the cave of the ancient crown. Jack sighed. For a moment, he hated to leave the enchanted world of the penguins.
Oh, she's cold, Jack, said Annie.
Jack looked down. Penny was shivering in his arms.
Put her inside your parka, said Annie.
Jack unzipped his parka and carefully placed the little penguin against his sweater. He pulled the zipper back up. He held Penny close to him.
Perfect, said Annie. Just make sure she can breathe okay.
Don't worry, said Jack, patting his jacket. I'll take good care of her.
Do you think we can use the wand now to get back? Asked Annie.
Jack nodded.
I think so, he said. I can't think of any other way.
Should we tell it to take us to the treehouse? Asked Annie. Or Frog Creek or Camelot?
No, we have to go back to Mount Erebus first, said Jack. If Nancy finds out that Pete never picked us up, she really will have a heart attack.
Oh, right, said Annie. Then we better put on our masks and goggles again.
Jack pulled up his face mask and pulled down his goggles.
Get the wand out of my pack, he said.
Annie reached into Jack's backpack and pulled out the wand of Dianthus.
Okay, ready? She said.
Jack patted his parka, comforting the baby penguin.
Here we go, Penny, he said, on a big adventure.
Annie held up the wand, then took a deep breath and said,
Take us back to Nancy.
In less than an instant, Jack and Annie and Penny were on the slope of Mount Erebus.